show. And Jana, welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 20th day of August.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's World Mosquito Day today. Yay, mosquitoes.
It's also plenty of them.
It's also Bacon Lovers Day and Radio Day. Good morning. You need to know this morning, an Atlantic City man who shot and killed another man at a city apartment complex nearly 4 years ago, sentenced yesterday to 70 years in prison. 50-year-old Umar Abdullah was found guilty of murder, unlawful possession of a handgun, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. That and the death of 35-year-old Mark Wright, also of Atlantic City.
EHD Town Committee voted last week to spend $600,000 to pave and restore West Jersey Avenue and other roads where work was done to prepare for the Atlantic Shores offshore wind project that never materialized.
The FDA is warning you not to eat frozen shrimp from Walmart. They say radioactive shrimp may have made its way to the Walmart freezer section from Indonesia. My rule of thumb, never buy seafood at Walmart from Indonesia or anywhere else. Google seafood market near me. Get your fresh seafood there. Hey, we have an ocean right over here. You don't have to get your seafood from Indonesia at Walmart.
We sure do.
Get your shrimp nearby. It'll be fresh and almost never radioactive.
There you go. And your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy. There is a chance of thunderstorms. High of
7. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Randy, how's your running out of moonlight? It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we're talking about Riley Green this morning. He just shared the funniest pickup line his dad passed down. You're so beautiful. I lost hearing in my left eye. I don't get it. It makes like zero sense. But when he said it, everybody started cracking up and they cracked up on social media. But between the charm, I think the funny part was that his dad said it. So you got to laugh at dad, right? He definitely has charm. I'll give him that. His viral hit, "You Look Like You Love Me." I mean, listen. Riley Green is everybody's number one heartthrob right now. Not that I'm complaining, okay? Riley Green's talking pickup lines right now at CatCountry1073.com. Not that he needs them. He's Riley Green. Come on. Lainey Wilson traded the stage for the pitcher's mound this weekend, rocking her signature bell bottoms. God bless her. It was hot. While throwing the first pitch at the Colorado Rockies game, she even had her fiance, former NFL player Devlin Hodges, coaching her up beforehand. Maybe it worked, though, because the Rockies pulled off a 6-5 win over the Diamondbacks. Lainey was their good luck charm, I guess. You can watch Lainey throw the first pitch on the Cat Country 107.3 app, the Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
When he finds that shorter women have shorter pregnancies. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about and share your good news. Let us know 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Shaboozy and good news, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. And it is Good News Wednesday. We want to hear about your good news and share it. You can call us with your good news at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We'll talk about your good news coming up at 720. All right, now it's time for your joke of the morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out.
Very nice.
Brian in West Cape May has sent us the joke that he used today. Thank you, Brian.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much.
Middle-aged guy comes home to find his wife standing bare-breasted in front of a mirror. When he realizes she's admiring herself, he says, "What on earth are you doing?" She proudly replies, "Well, the doctor told me I have the breasts of an 18-year-old.
Wow.
The husband then said, "What did your doctor say about your 40-year-old rear end?" The woman said, "Well, honey, we didn't talk about you at all." 307.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. And we'll talk about good news, including some good news I found that's happening in Folsom, New Jersey. That's coming up at 7:20. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Prescott, England. You know, eating radioactive shrimp is not a good idea.
Also
not a good idea, collecting poisonous spiders.
Right.
Seems to be a hobby that could get you in a little bit of trouble. 38-year-old guy is dead days after being bitten by his pet spider.
Sorry,
the spider he purchased online. A former girlfriend of Mark Anthony Kirby says he had recently acquired several spiders and had been bitten and experienced flu-like symptoms before, you know, dying. Three things you need to know this morning. The approach of Hurricane Aaron continues to draw coastal alerts up and down the coast, including several red flag warnings and swimming bans. Thus far, at least 18 beaches have enacted bans on swimming because of currents from the hurricane, and some, like Cape May, have posted double red flag warnings. are issued when crashing waves and rip currents occur. The effects from air are not expected to leave the coast until late Friday.
Egg Harbor Township is fixing up roads that were torn up for an offshore wind project that never happened. The town committee just approved $600,000 to repave West Jersey Avenue and other streets. And here's the kicker. It's actually not coming out of the taxpayers' pockets. The money's covered by the engineering company behind the scrapped project.
The FDA is warning you to not eat frozen shrimp from Walmart. They say radioactive shrimp may have made its way to the Walmart freezer section from Indonesia. My rule of thumb, never buy seafood ever at Walmart from Indonesia or anywhere else. Google seafood market near me and get your hands on some fresh seafood there. Hey, you know, we have the ocean. It's right here nearby. Get your shrimp nearby. It's always fresh and almost never radioactive.
He's not wrong. And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms. High of 75.
They shout-outs start right now. Belated.
Do it. Go ahead.
Belated happy birthday wishes to Leslie Palvino of Egg Harbor Township. We missed Leslie's birthday yesterday, I think. She's 59 years old in one day today.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Happy birthday, Leslie. Todd Foreman of Egg Harbor Township is 51 today. Ryan Farley of Egg Harbor Township is 24. Happy birthday, Ryan. Happy birthday to Jennifer Schuerman of Galloway. Jennifer Schuerman of Galloway is 48. Matt Ulmer is 48. He's from Ocean City. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Bob Halpin of Villas. Bob is 58. Lisa Peter of Dennisville is 57. How about Kathleen Rodriguez? She's from Mays Landing. She's 54 today. And Nate Horvath of KMA Courthouse hits the big 3-0 today. Happy birthday, Nate.
Happy birthday.
That is it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Ryan Farley of Egg Harbor Township. He's 24. More something about a truck.
Hey, welcome back, by the way.
Thank you. Good to be back. I took several days off. And unfortunately, this always happens.
What?
I only had one or two things planned for my little 3-day vacation.
Yeah.
And when I don't do a lot of planning or have something set in stone, what happened happened. And that is I get sick.
Yeah.
Every time that I take time off without having something something solidly planned, my body goes, oh, he doesn't have to get up for work. Let's make him sick.
You know why? There's a scientific reason for that.
I just told you, because my body knows.
It's because of you're releasing all of the stress.
I just told you, my body
your
knows.
Your adrenaline is bottoming out. That's exactly what it is, correct? Yeah.
So I'm just getting over a terrible cold that I had. It's always fun to do that.
So. That's really annoying.
But it's good to be back, and it's good to be here for Good News Wednesday. Good news, a little good. About the wonderful things happening in your life. 609-383-1073, the number to call, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Several people have also reached out already on Facebook. Sarah says a Wednesday, which is today, is my one day off.
Oh, nice.
But she says I can't get to the beach because of the hurricane stuff coming.
Super annoying.
At least it's not like directly hitting us.
Right. I'll take just the beaches being closed rather than having to do cleanup and stuff.
Also good news Wednesday, Danielle Ross says I still have puppies for sale.
What? Puppies, you say?
Puppies, yes.
Don't
you need another dog, Johnny? You only have two.
But
three would be the trifecta.
Puppies, you say, eh?
So here's
okay.
Here's my good news.
Okay.
I'm going to go buy some homemade donuts in Folsom Saturday morning.
Ooh.
I've just posted a story on our website, catcountry1073.com, the Cat Country 107.3 app. I was driving through Folsom the other day. I think it's Mays Landing Road. It's right off of Route 54 there.
Right.
There's a fairly new Dunkin' on the corner and a new Dollar General store.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But as I'm going down Mays Landing Road, about a half mile from that intersection, there's like somebody has one of those lighted business signs, you know, where you put the letters on the sign and can light up at night. And it caught my attention so much so that I turned around and went back because I had to see the sign again because it was knocking Dunkin', which is, you know, a half mile away. The sign says Dunkin', really? Actual homemade donuts, Saturdays from 9 to 2. So this house where they also sell sunflowers, which is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Every Saturday morning, they sell homemade Dunkin', or they sell homemade donuts.
Well, that's what it is, yeah.
And they're knocking Dunkin', because most Dunkin's don't make their donuts anymore.
No.
And that's a thing of the past. Yes. So, I've written this story, and I've told you where the location is. I'd like you to check out the story, and then join me Saturday. I'm just going to pop in Saturday sometime between 9 and 2. That's where they said they're selling homemade donuts. this house in Folsom and buy some homemade donuts.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's good news that there's people out there still believe in America. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It's Good News Wednesday.
Am I allowed to share my good news?
Friday.
Friday.
I'm sorry. Saturday is the day you're allowed to share.
Why do you do that to me? That's so nice.
All right, Jana, we're waiting to hear your good news.
Good. Okay. So.
Wait, let me introduce you. And now, Jana's good news.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I finally went to the gym and I had to keep my ankle wrapped and all of that, but I've been itching to get back to the gym and actually work out.
Since you broke your foot ankle.
Since my surgery back in February.
Okay.
And so I'm happy
required
to report.
Required because you broke your foot ankle.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Two separate incidences. But
it was tied together.
Yes, kind of. So I finally, over the last week or so, I've been dabbling over the last 3 weeks, I'd say. But last week and this week, I finally got in the gym, and I think I got a little bit of a groove. I'm really excited. I can't go full force yet, but I'm trying as best I can. And I have to say, as long as I ice just a little bit, I don't have to do it forever like I did when I first got back in there, but as long as I'm icing for maybe 10 minutes and taking ibuprofen, I'm good. Like, I'm not waking up the next day with pain or anything like that in my ankle specifically.
Maybe if you have some of that radioactive shrimp, that might help you out too.
It might. Yeah. It might turn me into Shrimp Woman. Who knows? Yeah. But I'm really excited. That is good news,
man. So Jana's good
news.
I've
had a hell of a year.
She's back at the gym.
Without pain. Without
pain.
Without ankle pain.
No, I thought you meant free.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A little bit, but not nearly like it was. And that's good news for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, when you go to the gym, let me ask you this since you brought this up. Mm-hmm. Do weird people come up and talk to you?
I mean, you'll say hi and stuff, but I don't engage in full-blown conversation.
Apparently, as I'm reading through TikTok, as I do every night before bedtime.
I
found that some people get approached at the gym and get hit on and stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not cute enough for that. I gotta lose more weight. Maybe that'll happen.
So I found this girl on TikTok who has some ideas of maybe something, and maybe a local gym can take this up, and maybe it's something that they can do. Take a listen.
I would like a paper bracelet system when I walk into the gym. Steal this, put this at your gym. I do not care. Four options. Red, don't talk to me. Two, maybe say hi, but don't last here too long. Green, hey, I'll chat all day. I'm here to be social. And pink, only women can talk to me. Okay? It's just let me pick my bracelet. Maybe I want to talk to you today. Maybe I don't. And if you see me at the gym with a red bracelet on, don't talk to me.
There you go.
I love Meredith. I follow her on TikTok, too.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, Jana, what do we have to give away today?
We've got a family four-pack of tickets for you to the Epic Hot Wheels.
Epic.
It really is. It's the Hot Wheels Glow and Fire Show. It's the Hot Wheel Monster
glow
Truck Glow and
Not
Fire
just glow,
Show. Correct.
Glow and Fire.
Yes, and it's actually going down this Saturday, so you won't have to wait too long. This Saturday at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, formerly known as the Wells Fargo Center. Four tickets are yours if you answer this question correctly.
The first outdoor versions of these were built on rooftops in New York City in the 1920s. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a weather vane?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Helicopter pads?
No, that's not it. Thank you. The 1920s? Helicopter pads? Eh. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it garden?
Garden is not it. Thank you. That's a good one, though. See if I can give you a hint here. Again, the first outdoor versions of these built on rooftops in New York City in the 1920s. I just did a Google search. There are at least four of these in Ocean City, New Jersey. I actually thought there were more. Mm-hmm. There might be more. But ChatGPT says there are at least four of them in Ocean City. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air. Still looking for a winner. Tickets to the big Hot Wheels show this weekend in Philly. Here's the question. First outdoor versions of these were built on rooftops in New York City in the 1920s. I said we checked Ocean City. There are at least four. I thought there were more. At least four of these places in Ocean City. So what are we looking for? Hi, Cat Country.
Water Tower?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Playground.
Playground is not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Mini golf.
Miniature golf is absolutely right. You're the winner.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who's this?
Jackie.
Jackie, where are you from? Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. An Atlantic City man who shot and killed another man at a city apartment complex nearly 4 years ago, sentenced yesterday to 70 years in prison. 50-year-old Umar Abdullah was found guilty of murder, unlawful possession of a handgun, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. That and the death of 35-year-old Mark Wright, also of Atlantic City.
AHC Town Committee voted last week to spend $600,000 to pave and restore West Jersey Avenue and other roads where work was done to prepare for the Atlantic Shores offshore wind projects that never materialized.
The FDA is warning you not to eat frozen shrimp from Walmart. They say radioactive shrimp may have made its way to the Walmart freezer section from Indonesia. My rule of thumb, never buy seafood at Walmart from Indonesia or anywhere else. Google seafood market near me. Get your fresh seafood there. Hey, we have an ocean right over here. You don't have to get your seafood from Indonesia at Walmart.
We sure do.
Get your shrimp nearby. It'll be fresh and almost never radioactive.
There you go. And your South Jersey weather for today. Mostly cloudy. There is a chance of thunderstorms. High of
7.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one. If you're thinking about getting married, check what number their toaster is set to. That's what you're going to be living with. Can you imagine being married to somebody who has really light toasting habits? Number two, when I was a kid, we didn't have influencers. We watched a monster who binged on cookies and a grouch that lived in a trash can. It was a simpler time.
The good old days.
Number three, who's still buying clothes that need to be dry cleaned? Like, okay, Queen Elizabeth. Number four, we got a fridge with an ice maker because it's nice to have ice on demand and hearing suspicious noises in your house at 3 a.m. Pro tip, if you hear something weird in your house, it's always 100% the ice maker. We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, me and her. Her. We need a three-way. Me. Oh, how about your manicurist, Yvonne? Her. Light bulb in the living room lamp.
What?
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
A little good news.
It's Good News Wednesday. We're sharing your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have some leftovers. Heard from Karen in Summers Point. Karen and her husband, John, say they are first-time grandparents.
Aww.
They now have a healthy, beautiful baby girl, Riley Ann. So congratulations,
beautiful.
John and Karen.
Aww.
I mentioned this earlier. I've got a story at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's good news, I think. It's good news for America and the small business guy or girl or just mom and pop businesses like that. I was in Folsom, driving through Folsom yesterday, and I think it's Mays Landing Road, right near Route 54 there. And there's a house that has one of those like business signs out front, the kind that you can change and add letters to here and there. And I literally passed it, kind of read the sign, stopped my car, turned around and came back because I thought it was quite funny. They were poking fun at Dunkin' Donuts, which is actually located just around the corner from their house. It said, Dunkin', really? Actual homemade donuts, Saturday from 9 to 2. And this is a house that in front of, they sell sunflowers all the time. They have a little, like, farm stand set up.
Yeah.
So on Saturdays, apparently, it's donuts. So I commend them for knocking Dunkin'. It's always nice to take on Goliath. And I'll be stopping by Saturday morning to buy my donuts between 9 and 2 on Mays Landing Road in Folsom.
Homemade? Yeah.
You can read all about it at catcountry1073.com and the Catcountry 107.3 app. And apparently coming soon, pumpkin donuts and my favorite apple cider donuts. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Is it back to school time?
I mean,
officially?
Yeah. I would say so, for
How
sure.
How about $500 to help with your back to school shopping? You can win a $500 prepaid Visa card right now.